Blog Talk Radio.
Stop the ass, stop the ass. Jealous friends' opinions last. So many kids, young or old. Try no matter what your tone holds.
Hi, everybody. My name is Russell Fiddy, and I am your host. The original Lyric Stream radio show. I want to start off the show, and I know everyone is, glued to the TV with the COVID-19 announcements, and I want everyone to be well, be safe, and follow all the guidelines that your local, leaders, are saying. I know today I just went out to the grocery store. And this could be a tip for everyone where masks are not found anywhere. Everyone might have a bandana at home and put that into a triangle and tie that around your neck, and that can instantly act as a mask. And I use that going today to the grocery store. I want a brief moment of pause and silence for all the people that have lost their lives due to COVID-19 right now. Thank you, everybody. I welcome first-time listeners, and we are blessed with the people around the world. I checked the people who have listened to the show in Australia, Germany, the UK, Greece. Amazing. I'm very thankful. To listen live, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/originallyricstreamradio. I want to thank my friend Will Miller, who's on the other side. The dashboard this evening, he uploads the photos and the music from our guests. We are an iHeartRadio podcast, and you can listen to our radio show replay on the iHeartRadio app on your Android, Apple iOS device, and iHeartRadio.com. You can also hear the replay on Stitcher, Google Play Music, Spotify for podcasters, and we have three new affiliates, Breaker, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Tremendous. Again, very blessed. Very thankful. Our radio show concept, everyone, is based on first recording in studio CD titled Original Lyric Stream. This is my dream true with my own lyrics and recorded songs. My website is russellfoisymusic.com. That's F as in Frank, O-I-S-Y. And I am a singer, songwriter, producer, and I've recorded two albums. My social media is on Spotify, iTunes, Reverb Nation, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. The chorus you heard to start the show is my own, titled Stomp the Ants. And ANT stands for Automatic Negative Thought Syndrome. As the lyric says, so many can'ts are old, try no matter what you're told. And on this show, can't is a word we do not recognize. My hope, we can pay it forward tonight to the individual listening with a desire to begin as a singer, songwriter, composer, musician, or engineer in our creative arts. Speaking with guests in the weeks ahead, they're going to tell their own story and inspiration behind the lyrics and music. My own writing experience comes from my life, current events, and also family. And I wrote my very first song lyrics in 2012. That's only 8 years ago, so if I can do it, you can do it as well, so please try. All right, time for the introduction to our next guest interview, and everybody, you're viewing a slideshow of Mark Jones, great bass player, and Jet Blues Review. Let's play a great track from these guys, and it's titled, I'm Leaving You.
I can't hide inside my dreams are inside your sleep routine. territory here, aren't we, Russell? I do want to thank you for shouting out to everybody and hoping everybody's safe. I would like to add that we say a special prayer for all the first responders out there, all the nurses and doctors and EMTs and firemen and everybody out there who's trying to keep us safe and doing the best they can. Those people are the real heroes here.
That's well said. Yes, they are heroes, and they should be commended for they're not getting any sleep at all, and they're just working.
None whatsoever. Yep.
No,
that's very true.
That's amazing. Yeah. Well, Mark, we're going to ask you a series of questions so our listeners can get to know you better. Are you ready?
You betcha.
Well, tell our listeners about that great track. Now, it sounds like you haven't heard I'm Leaving You in a while, but man, that's a great rock and roll track.
Oh, no, that's a song I wrote a bunch of years ago. We all have our first mistakes. That was my first mistake that I made, and she was everything I wanted and everything I didn't need. And I tried to leave her 1,000 times, never did. She finally ended up dumping me, but I wrote that song for her, and it's been playing in every band I've been in ever since, and that's a cute little tune. I enjoy it.
You know, I talk about this every week on the show. You know, I've written so many songs based on my life, and here's a perfect example, right? You're in a relationship, and, you know, it doesn't go the way you want, but it produces a great song like that.
Well, I thank you. I thank you very, very, very much. The song is all right. The lady was a lot better, believe me.
Well, Mark, tell our audience where you're from and what's really cool about the city that you live in.
Well, I live in Orlando, Florida. I'm originally from Chicago, and that's where I got most of my my love for the feral blues that comes out of that city. It's an amazing journey that you go from Chicago to Madison and end up in Orlando, and really not enjoying what I'm doing until I come down here and ended up with two remarkable musicians, and we make some noise that just makes everybody happy and makes me happy along with them. It's a great time and a great city. Orlando by itself is a great city. Everybody comes here to vacation, so I live where everybody else goes to vacation. It is fun. Right now, it's a little hard to live with because of what's going on in the world, but otherwise, Orlando's a beautiful city. It's called the City Beautiful for a reason.
No, very true. Love Orlando. And let's talk about your band. So JetBlues Review formed in the fall of 2015. Let's talk about your band members.
Ah, okay. Now they warned me ahead of time that I have to be somewhat hip with them. Okay. My partner in crime, my symbiotic partner, is JJ Murphy. He's the drummer. Remarkable musician. I've played with a lot, and he's as good as any and better than most. He never loses the one. I don't know what I can say anything more exciting than that. His one is always there. He lives to make fills. And he's, like I said, he's a wonderful, wonderful drummer. Billy, Downtown Billy Moore. He's not your typical guitar player. He's an ex-Ranger. He spent his 30 years in the Rangers, 75th Ranger Battalion, been all over the world doing all kinds of bad things with a lot of bad people. And now he's here, and he's playing guitar, and he's a heck of a shredder. He plays guitar as well as any and better than most again. And he's the one that actually is the driving force behind this band. He's the one who puts the energy into it and gives us the excitement.
Well, that's great. That's great. Now, I know you're familiar with my engineer, Bill Miller. I believe he was the engineer on one of your performances with the Songwriter Showcase Festival.
Oh, yeah, he was.
The Land, or, yeah, in one of those cities. But I've performed in those as well, and I love the format, Mark, because the original artist can shine. They only want to hear original material. What are your thoughts on playing in those great festivals?
Well, I agree with you. They're great festivals. They're a wonderful showcase for all kinds of musicians. We fill a niche, but there's so many others. If you cannot find what you like at one of those shows, you're not looking hard, because everybody plays very, very well. You start from the very young who just starting out, and you can feel their anxiety and their hope. You can feel it. It's truly inspiring. Plus, you get to the older guys like me and the rest. There's some other bands, and these guys have been doing it so long, it's second nature to them, and they still have fun with it because the audiences are great. The shows themselves are something you're not going to see anyplace else, and it's an environment that makes you want to perform well and makes you want to go out there and do it again every time you can. It's a very great show. I enjoy them all. I've played it a bunch of them.
Yeah, you're right. There are many different genres represented in those festivals. One act I saw was, I think there were like 10 conga players just banging away, but they were amazing. I mean, very rhythmic,
yep.
And, you know, that's an example of somebody, you know, just a little different. But there's all
they're
types
amazing.
Of... Yeah, all
they're
types of acts there, and Yep. Phil Wider, and I'll give a shout out to Phil. Phil does a great job in organizing those.
Oh, yes.
And I want to give my hats off to him. He organizes that extremely well. And he lets you throw in a cover now and then. I mean, we've done Rock and Roll by Zeppelin and, you know, a few others, but he wants to hear original music.
Oh, yeah, and I don't blame, even the covers should be more originated. When we do covers, we try to make them ours rather than doing like we normally do when we play the bars. You know what it's like when you go out there, you have to play the record. But there you don't have to. Here you can play what you want to play and make it sound the way you want it to sound. And it's like I said, it's a great experience. If you play in a band, or even if you don't, if you're just a single man, I recommend you go and get into one of these things because they're a great time.
No, it really is. So, Mark, tell me about the Beatles. I know how I feel about the Beatles. They changed my life, too. I mean, talk about setting a path and a direction for music. Tell me your love for the Beatles and any other artists out there that you really look up to.
Well, obviously, the Beatles were the reason I am what I am today. I had a different path picked out for me, and my parents had a different path picked out for me. Until I saw them on Ed Sullivan, and my whole world changed. And it was amazing. It was amazing. I was amazed what they did. I thought I could probably had a shot at doing myself. Now, obviously, I've never done anything that large or even close to that large, but I've had a great time, you know, listening to that low spark of High Heel Boys as I walk across the stage. It's fun. And John Lennon's mm-hmm. the one that did it for me. I watched him, and I went, I can do that. I can do that. That's something I can do. And the girls had a lot to do with it, too. I can't argue that.
You know, this question is kind of off script, but, you know, when I think of the bass and drums, and you can tell, correct me if I'm wrong, but I almost think the bass and drums are kind of like the backbone and spine, you know, of the sound, right? I mean, it really sets the tempo.
Oh, yes. We put out the canvas for everybody else to color on. Les Claypool has a great line. He said it was a crayon I picked out, and it's true. I give them not just myself, but JJ and I give Billy something he can make all by himself out there, and doesn't have to worry about the canvas running out of space or for his ink to dry too quickly, because it's the, like you said, it's the backbone, it's the heart. The people dance to the drum and the bass. They don't draft drums that they don't dance to the guitar player. They just look at him and drool.
Well said. Two-part question for you, Mark. So mm-hmm. let's talk about the developing a song. I know for me, in this order, it's probably title, melody, lyric. How do you guys write lyrics? Is it quick, or is it a process? Or, you know, I've done a couple of songs that have probably been like 15 minutes, but what do you think?
It depends on who's writing them. If I'm writing them, it's quite the process. It's a birth. It's the wonder years, the teenage years, and then finally adulthood. It takes me a long time to put what I want to put down. It takes me, I don't know how to say it. I have to be able to feel it enough so that I'm not embarrassed by giving it to somebody else to listen to. Billy, on the other hand, he writes. He's prolific. We come to practice. JJ and I come to practice, and he'll have six new songs for us right then and there. And every time, I mean, I don't care if we practice three times that month or six times that month, he'll have six new songs for us. He's an amazing, prolific writer. I don't have that ability. Mine take time. I have to, like you say, there's a progression in how you want to do things. With Billy, his progression is he hears it and he puts it down. There's nothing between his mind and his fingers. It's just a straight shot. There's no block in between any of that. He hears it. He can play it. He's an amazing musician. I'm just lucky, and I'm honored and thrilled to be playing with him.
You know, it's good with the technology now, because I always have a song in my head. And it's a good thing for the voice recorder on your Android. You can just dial that at any time. And there's no worse feeling, Mark, when you lose a song. It's like, oh, no.
Oh, no, where'd that go? Oh, it's my baby. Where'd she go? That's what Billy does. We're supposed to listen to this song on this phone of his, and it's he's a wonder. He really is a wonder and a joy to play with. There goes my baby again, yeah.
Well, everybody, we're going to take a break. We're going to play another great track from Mark Jones of Death. Blues Review. And this is called, very simply, It's True.
You never wanted me in high school, always avoided my neighborhood. And then you caught me up at Funky's, darling, and I took me home like I knew you would. You made me ride in the backseat, listening for the telltale heartbeat. The roller coaster ride that night was more than
jamming going on there. Wow.
I tell you.
Wow. We
I
got
tell
everybody
you.
In. Great job. Great job, buddy. Let's welcome back Mark Jones to Jamming's Review. Great track.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. It's fun to do, and it's fun to have people like it. It doesn't do me any good if I put off this stuff and nobody hears it. It's like, you know, I could sit in the corner all day long. Me and the doggies like it, I can tell you that. Right, guys?
Well, tell us the inspiration, Mark, behind It's True.
Again, it's why do I write all these songs about women who do me bad? I don't understand. Must be
something. Oh, no, not another one.
Already in there somewhere. But, again, that's in Madison. I was in Madison, Wisconsin, and it's Madison is like the Athens of the Midwest. They say all it is just a whole bunch of people who think they're better than everybody else. I'm sorry. They're not. It's not that bad. It's a very nice, very, very nice city. But this another snow queen took my heart and broke it and left me with nothing but my guitar and the band. And that's all right. I can live with that. And so I write a tune about him. I guess I have some need to get stuff out of my system with all these bad women I hang out with. I don't know.
Well, I can think of, I was just listening to Toto, right? They did Rosanna. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash did Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. And,
there's many
examples, right?
Yep. Unfortunately, Sweet Judy Blue Eyes is a whole lot better song than It's True. I shouldn't say that, but It's True was just anger coming out again. Anger, No place for it in rock and roll. Well, did I lose you? Did I lose you, Bill? Oh, no, Russell, I didn't lose you, did I? Russell? Russell? Oh, well. Russell?
Hey, Mark, did I lose you?
Mark?
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. A little technical difficulty, everybody. But we're back.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Well, it happens from time to time, So.
Yeah.
I think my question was, I think the question was on the on your current albums. Tell me about any that you've done to date.
Oh, let's see. The latest one's a long time ago. We haven't done anything really since for a while. Most of that's because we don't have really anything to say anymore. We pretty much said everything happened that we wanted to say a long time ago. And now we're just pretty much hanging out and making music, making noise for the people that we like. The last album that I did was with a band called Bud Uglies, and they were an unusual band who made unusual music. The Jet Blues Review is a lot tighter, a lot cleaner, a lot more family-oriented band. And the stuff that we do for ourselves anymore. We really don't put it out for anybody else to hear, unless you want to come see us play. When you see us play, we play it for you.
Hey, that's great. I mean, live music is, the music, and that's my next question now, because the music industry is very different now. It's about marketing, advertising on social media platforms, streaming in the digital landscape. Once upon a time in prehistoric ages where record stores were the way to buy your music, right? I mean, do they sell CDs anymore? It's crazy. It's crazy. Now it's you mix and master your track and you can put it into social media and immediately somebody in the Netherlands can hear you. So it's do you like where music is today?
That's very good. And that's very good. And I'm very glad for that. And there's a couple people I watch on iTunes that are just amazing. I mean, I want to go break my fingers. They're so good. And these people, they're young and they're talented and they got something to say. And it's really nice that we have so many platforms available to people nowadays. It's not like it was when I was coming up. When I was coming up, you had to hope like Date would pick you up or like some offshoot of Columbia or Warner Brothers would let you get a couple hours in a studio that you had to pay for eventually. Nowadays, you can put it in your living room and put it out for people. And it's so enjoyable to see that kind of music out. It makes me proud to be a musician. And to say something like that, it's like I'm not a musician because I want to be. I'm a musician because I have to be. And it's really, really nice to see people out there doing the same thing. It's a wonderful outlet, and it's a great time that we live in, that there's so many platforms available.
Yeah, I mentioned on the show every week that don't be afraid to have an idea. Don't be afraid to give birth to your song and put it out there. Who is one to tell you if it's good or it's bad? Put it out there and let the audience decide and listen to your music. You'll never know until you have actual people listen to your sound. So
I agree.
The song you heard in the beginning, that's really what I wrote, Stomp the Ants. It's about people who are naysayers and just negative people who want to put you down all the time.
There's no reason for that. There's no place for that in music. There's a guy on iTunes called Josh Norman who just is an amazing, all-around amazing musician. And his basic premise is, if I can do it, I got to do it. And if you don't like it, don't listen. I mean, it's something that I have to do. So there's so many other things you can listen to. If you don't want to listen to him, turn the channel.
Well, Mark, we're going to play a bonus track. And correct me if I'm wrong on the title. The title of the song that you sent me is called Going Home. Is that right?
I think so. It's either Going Home or Have Some Fun. I don't remember which one I sent you. I have too many puppies at home who are too demanding.
I think this is Going Home, I'm pretty sure. So,
okay.
Bill, let's play this great track from Jet Blues Review called Going Home.
Voice in my head saying, Mark, you're not going anywhere. There's a feeling on the street tonight. The brothers don't like me cause I'm white. I'm going home. In the streets on the north side of the city. Oh, some kind of blue jeans. She walks by looking over. Oh, so pretty. Just with the wave of her hair. Castrated with only a stare.
There we go. That's another great track. Everybody from Jet Blues Review. Another great track, Mark. Well done. Please tell our listeners about the inspiration there.
I'm going home. There's a time and place for everything. And sometimes you got to walk and sometimes you got to run. Sometimes you just got to go home. And sometimes it's better to go home than to sit around and try to take a microphone stand to somebody. That's all I can say.
There you go. Well said, well said. But it wasn't about a girl who left you.
No, that was probably one of the very few songs that don't have some Freudian thing in there yet. That was about just me playing in the bars. You know, if you play in the bars, you know what they're like. They have a whole different personality to themselves. And sometimes some of the most wonderful times you can have her in a bar, sometimes the worst times you can have her in a bar. It's all part of playing music. And I wouldn't change a bit of it. Been doing it for 50 years, and I'd never change a bit of it.
Well, it's very true. It's very true. You know, Mark, it's an honor for me still today that one person would buy my stream or song or an album. What's your advice to the new singer, songwriter, musician just, you know, thinking about starting their music career tomorrow, April 3rd?
Well, I would definitely start it. I don't let anybody tell you at all you can't. That one thing that you said about ants is perfectly true. There is no such thing as can't. There's something as won't, but there's no such thing as can't. And if you have a song in your heart, you have a right and you have a responsibility to share it with people around you. And nobody's going to know that song. It's like a box. It's like a gift in a box. Nobody opens that box. They have no idea what's inside of it. And we all don't want Schrodinger's cat hanging around. We want to hear what you have to say. Whether we like it or not, give us a choice. Give us a chance. Go out there and play your music.
Great.
Please play your music.
That's a great answer. Great, great answer, Mark. And, you know, the music is – well, what would we do, everybody, without music? If there was something you had to give up, it certainly wouldn't be music. That's for sure.
That's for sure.
So
thank you very
Mark,
much for having me, Russell.
Yeah, what's up next?
Up with
what's up next with the Jeff Blues Review?
It all depends on what happens with our world. We've already had to cancel shows, and I don't know what's going to happen. They're looking at us now. We just got done with our 15 days, and now they added another 30 to it, and that's just before things start to get back again. So we have our website, you know, www.jetblues.com. You can look at it. We're always up there, and we try to keep ahead of what's going on. But unfortunately, we don't know what's going to come up next. We're hoping by the middle of July, we'll be back up, and you know, the places that we play will be back up. And hopefully, we'll be out there playing again by July, early August at the latest, I hope. And again, that's a hope.
Well, hopefully, I just got an email from Phil. I think they're going to push back. To land, they're going to try to do it in May. I hope that's the case because we're going to be there.
Yeah.
And
it'll
be great
to
meet you
in
person.
If he's playing in May, we'll be there. We'll be there in May if he plays. Because we love playing at the land. We love playing for Phil. He puts on such wonderful shows. We've done the land. We've done Ormond Beach. We've done Daytona. We've done all kinds of shows with him, and it's just a wonderful time.
No, I agree. Mark, you guys have a great sound. I really enjoyed the conversation. Thank you so much for being my guest. And you guys are true professionals. What a great rock sound that you have. And hopefully I'll get to meet you at the land in May.
You betcha. Thank you very much for having me, Russell. It really was an honor. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks again, Mark. Have a good night.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Jones and bass player for Jet Blues Review. Please Google and support this great band, this great artist, and you know, buy their music in all the social media feeds, everywhere, all Facebook and Twitter and wherever you can, you know, iTunes, wherever you can buy music. Everyone, please visit my website, russellpoiseymusic.com. Check out my sound, all my news. There's some great merch to include music and t-shirts for my songs. Again, my name is Russell Poise, your host of the Original Lyric Stream radio show. Thank you again, Bill. And remember, everybody, try no matter what you're told. Good night.